Case number 12,554, Shane Eskridge, seek variances from the front yard setback requirement for existing structures, section 115-25 and 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Zor Road, approximately 700 feet north of Graves Lane. The 911 address is 24815 Zor Road, Georgetown, zoning district AR1. Tax parcel is District 234, map 20, parcel 2.04. The applicant is requesting a 15.6-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard setback requirement for an existing addition and requesting a 19.3-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard requirement for existing steps. Staff would like to note the existing dwelling is non-conforming and was built in the 1940s. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Is the applicant present? If you would, please come forward and be sworn in with Mr. Sharp.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Shane Eskridge, 24815 Zor Road, Georgetown, Delaware, 19947.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. We're just trying to get this variance to be able to keep our addition. It was, we had a permit, we had it built, and it had the final done. It's, we just didn't know that the, at the time the property line was, or it had to be 40 foot, because it's in line with the existing house, we thought that that was okay. So, but then we received a letter saying that it wasn't. So now I had to apply for a variance to see if we could get it approved. The property 10 feet behind the addition built is the septic. And on the opposite side of it, the reason we couldn't build over there is because our propane and our water is just on the other side of the driveway. So this was our only option. And I mean, was stated the existing house was built in 1940s, and the steps are out ahead of that, of course. And we're just trying to get approved and not have no further plans for this, the property, especially in the front of the house. Just trying to get approved to continue to use the addition.
Okay. There are five criteria for a variance. Mm-hmm. Just go through those real pretty quick for us.
The uniqueness of the property, just where the driveway is, that made it hard to build over there, and just the way the existing house already sat, it was hard to find a spot to build that made sense for opening up our house. And the can't be developed because of the septic behind it, so we couldn't go further back. And then on the other side, as stated, the propane for the heat and the water lines are over there. It's not altering anything in the neighborhood. We have neighbors that live out in the middle of that field, down a little further, and we have people across the street. They've all visited at other points and said that they liked what we were doing with the place and cleaning it up. And then we're just looking to get approved for the 15 foot of the existing addition. Other than that, it's just the not created by the applicant. It was just the porch and existing house was already there, so we had we thought that it would have been okay to be there.
Does that complete your presentation?
Yes.
Okay. So this was, you bought the house. This correctly. You bought the house and then you put this addition?
Yeah.
Who was the company who did that?
We subbed it out to, well, we subbed out the foundation, and then we ended up building the addition itself.
You yourself?
Me and some of my family.
Did you get, did you get any building permits?
Yes.
You did? And you signed that, did you sign it personally, or did somebody, we have record of that?
I can check, it looks like he obtained the permit himself. I can check the signature if you can.
So setbacks are pretty clear on that, that's the reason I'm asking. So you subbed out, just to understand you correctly, you subbed out the concrete work?
Yes.
And then you and family members?
Yeah.
Friends built that?
Yep.
Okay. But you do have permits?
Yes.
Okay. Any other questions?
Are you a contractor, sir?
No. No, I'm not.
What side, how much you add on to the house?
It was a, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's a 24 by 24 addition.
Okay.
Sir, the distance, I'm looking at the plan from Benoni, that has the markup about what the variances are for the county. Your front property line to the edge of paving looks like there's some grass area there, is that correct?
Yes.
Got an idea of what the distance might be between your property line and the road edge?
The road edge is 24 foot and 4 inches from the front of the addition. That, yeah, just want to make sure I'm hearing correctly. The front.
I'm trying to determine from that picture and this drawing, does your property line go up to the road edge, or is there grass area between your property line and the road edge?
My understanding is it's to the road edge. I haven't been told anything else other than to the road edge.
Perhaps is a better way of asking a question that Dr. Carson asked you. Have you measured from your existing house to the edge of the roadway now?
Yes.
Okay, how far is that?
24 foot 4 inches.
Okay, so your road matches the property line?
Yes.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Thank you.
Further questions?
And the front setback is 40.
Correct.
But you built an addition that went
in
parallel to what had been previously constructed?
Yes.
Okay. All right, thank you.
You said the steps are still the furthest thing that protrudes the furthest.
Yeah, down. The existing steps when we built the house.
Before you built this?
Yes, the steps were already prior there. We haven't touched any steps or anything like that. They were existing from the original house.
Got it. Mr. Sharp.
Thank you. One thing that jumped out at me was, I see in the packet here we have a notice of violation from 2019, and I see the survey is dated 2017.
Okay.
When was this addition finished?
The addition was finished in 2019. We had our daughter in July.
Oh.
In May. And we had to complete this. Oh, it was getting completed. It was completed in July. We spent significant time in the hospital, so this kind of got pushed back. And now we are trying to get this taken care of now. That's just, it was, life happened and kind of lost track of things.
So this 2017 plan is more of a sketch as to where these were to be located and not where they actually are, is that correct?
The property lines?
Yeah, because the survey that we got is dated 2017. It says existing dwelling, but you're indicating to me that you didn't finish the work until 2019. So I want to make sure that what we've got is a survey that shows the exact dimensions of what was finished.
Yes, that is exactly as it appears. This was, I'm guessing a sketch of what was going to happen. So this is exactly.
When I, you know, now that you mention it, I do note that there's a number of, it says 2019 in the stamp. So
I don't ever remember seeing like or doing anything of this nature prior to it being in plans.
Okay. Have you had any complaints about the location from neighbors?
No.
Has it posed any visibility issues as far as on the Zor Road?
No, at all.
Have there been, I presume that driveway appears to be in largely the center front of your property, is that right?
Yes.
And you, I presume if you ever would have had to move that, you would have had to get DLDOT approval, is that right?
I do not know. I haven't.
But I think your testimony earlier was that where that driveway was located made it difficult for you to build your addition.
Yes.
That side, right?
Yeah, because just on the other side of the driveway is propane and water. And
the septic's right behind the house.
Yeah, the septic is directly behind the house, just like right next to the 150, the number up there, like just in front and a little more behind the house, like probably in that area.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Other questions from the board? Is there anyone present in favor of this application? Two. Would you care to speak or just hear in support? Is there anyone present in opposition of this application? Operator?
If anyone on the line is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, there are no pending comments.
Thank you. If there are no further questions, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12554 for the requested variances. I believe the property has unique physical conditions, that the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood and represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
A motion, do I hear a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, too, for the reasons stated. So with a vote of 4-1, case number 12554 has been approved.
Thank you very much.